I haven't got money now, yeah. Our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is Liskus Refuah Shleima of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla B'Soich Shachar Yisrael. The Chofetz Chaim is now turning his attention to whom you are allowed to speak Lashon Hara. Are you allowed to speak Lashon Hara to children? Are you allowed to speak Lashon Hara to your wife? Are you allowed to speak Lashon Hara to Goyim? Are you allowed to speak Lashon Hara to anybody else?
Are you allowed to speak to yourself?
You can speak Lashon Hara to yourself as much as you like.
Can you, Ronan?
Why can't you speak Lashon Hara to yourself? I'm trying to think, you know.
No, according to what we learned.
Well, Theosa, I'm just thinking. I'm asking, you know.
No, we speak at one point, maybe in Lakdoma early on, it's not good for a person to talk negatively about others. Can you say something like that?
Oh, we know you're not allowed to speak negatively about others, but say, you're not allowed to speak to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Yeah, we had was it Yishaya Novi who said Besoicham Tameis for Simon Oichi Yoishev, that I'm living amongst people who are Tameis for Simon, exactly how you translate it, but he was criticizing Klal Yisrael to the Rabbeinu Shloim, and we learned from that even if you tell Lashon Hara to somebody who already knows the Lashon Hara, nevertheless you've still got the Yissa. Yeah, because the Rabbeinu Shalom knew that the Bnei Yisrael at the time were an Am Tameis for Saim. Arthur Pekain, he got punished for what he said. But thinking Lashon Hara or talking to yourself Lashon Hara is probably not, it's probably not a good idea to talk to yourself Bechlal. But if you're going to talk to yourself, if you're the only sensible person that you know.
Talking to yourself, you hear it, you're not allowed to hear Lashon Hara.
You're not allowed to be Mekabel Lashon Hara. You're allowed to hear Lashon Hara. Faket. You hear Lashon Hara, and then you decide, is it Lashon Hara or isn't it? Is it Toyeles, isn't it? Etc, etc. You analyze what you hear. So you hear what you hear, you can't stop yourself from hearing, unless you know it's Lashon Hara, in which case you put your fingers in your ear. But if you don't know Lachatchila that they're going to speak Lashon Hara, yeah, and then people start speaking something, or somebody says something to you, then you hear what he says, and then you analyze it. Is it Lashon Hara? Isn't it Lashon Hara? Do I have to be choshish? Maybe it's true, and therefore protect myself, or I don't have to, etc. So hearing Lashon Hara on its own, I think, is not the Issa. Mekabel Lashon Hara, that's the Issa. To believe it, yeah, and to believe it more than you're allowed to believe it, that's going to be your Issa. So he speaks here about... basically, what he says is that there's no nafkamina whatsoever between speaking Lashon Hara to another person, to an outside person, or speaking Lashon Hara to your own wife. In other words, there's no heter whatsoever just to say, well, she's my wife, and I tell her everything. I get people who tell me sometimes something like, I want to tell you something, I don't know, I'm in the middle of buying a house, I don't want anybody to know, you mustn't tell anybody about it. And I say to them, except my wife. Yeah? If you don't want me to tell my wife, then don't tell me. Pardon? That's not Lashon Hara. That's soid. Okay, it's another category which the Chofetz Chaim is going to deal with, where somebody tells you something confidential that you're not allowed to holach rochel megalis soid. The megalis soid is also called a rochil. Is also called Rechilus. But that's a separate subject, but that's, I'm just giving an example. Somebody tells you something in confidence, then you're not allowed to reveal it to others, and you're not allowed to reveal it to your wife either. But if you tell him Lachatchila, that if you're telling me this, then I must be allowed to tell my wife, then that's okay if he says yes. He's got to say yes, though. Oh, sorry. We're going to have to do an announcement because Ronnie's not here.
Why's Ronnie?
I don't know.
He's fine. I saw him this morning. He's got to go somewhere.
Okay, fine. Okay, so we are in Torreway, Northwest London. Yud Gimel Sivan, 19th of June. Rabbi Binyamin Chodi Shlita on a topical theme which is?
Hoods. Hoods on Shabbos.
Hoods. Hoods on Shabbos. That's H-O-O-D-S. Hoods on Shabbos. Put it on the hood. On Shabbos.
Now you decided that.
I don't know.
I just gave you a title.
He just said hoods, and we'll find out which hoods we're talking about.
livelihood, so.
Oh.
Oh, but I'm still getting closer.
Yeah?
Hood.
Yeah, covers over the parasols. Yeah. We'll keep guessing.
Sounds good.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam Chesam Dalef, which I don't have in front of me. I brought a Gemara Erevin. I meant to get a Gemara in Erevin and Shabbos.
Bring you one.
Thank you so much. Yeah, wait 1 second. Gemara there talks about a Kisei Traskol. Kisei Traskol. Is when you have a chair which has a leather piece attached to it, basically a deck chair, and even though technically speaking when you open it up you're creating a canopy over the body of the chair over the airspace underneath it, and let's say it would start raining, the area underneath wouldn't get wet because it's being protected by the top. So the Gemara says that it is mutar. Now, before I explain to you why am I talking about this week? So in Parashas Baal Oischa, we find the Torah says, "Al pi Hashem yachnu, v'al pi Hashem yisol." Right, that's what the Torah says in Parashas Baal Oischa. The Gemara says, the pasuk says that the Onon was on top of the Mishkan when they camped, when they journeyed. Rashi actually says that there was a difference between the Koira, it was Kamin Koira, and then Kamin Sukkah. Depending on whether they were camping, whether they were journeying. Fascinating, Rashi, the Nissim, though, were there on the Onan. So the Chasam Sofer points out that the Rishalmi tells us in Sukkah, the Rishalmi in Masechus Shabbos, not Masechus Sukkah, sorry, the Rishalmi in Masechus Shabbos asks, what is the halacha by binyan l'sha'a? Are you allowed to build for a temporary purpose if it's not going to be permanent? And the Gemara says, wants to be a raya, from the fact that they put the krushim on the adonim in the Mishkan, they attached the beams to the sockets of the Mishkan, even though they were going to detach it when they camped, and they detached it when they journeyed. So that was Lashar, it wasn't forever. So the Gemara wants to be right from there, that you can have binyan even Lashar, to which the Gemara answers, Kevin, al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisol. It's as if it's la'olam, which basically means that because they were dependent on the Yad Hashem, it wasn't dependent on their own decision whether they should go or stay. So it's as if their action that they did of connecting it and dismantling it was considered to be more of a permanent action because they didn't actually know when they would be detaching it. They had no idea. So practically speaking, we consider it as if it was permanent, even though it maybe the last time they encamped was only for, let's say, 24 hours. Maybe this time will be for more than a week. So because they didn't know, it was considered to be keva. So the Chasam Sofer says that's the makar, that any binyan which is temporary, which is definitely for 24 hours, there's a discussion of poskim if you can have a bit more than that. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, when he talks about the zman of an oihel, or zman of a binyan for being keva, is kama yomim. Which is a very strange terminology, because we don't find anywhere in Hilchos Shabbos that kama yomim, which literally means a few days. We don't find that shear when it comes to the shear of being keva. Usually, sometimes it's a week. By kesher, you find the Ramah says that up to a week is considered to be a kesher she'ena shokayoma. We find the other durations of time in halacha, but we don't find kama yomim. It's a strange terminology, but the poskim can discuss what he actually means, but for sure, if you do it for 24 hours, for sure, it's only a binyan arai. So that's the basis of the discussion. So we have a Gemara on Shabbos, Taf Kuf Lamed Chesam with Aleph. But the Gemara brings a Braisa. The Braisa says, Tani Hagud Vamishtameres Kilo Vikisa Galin Le Yas Evim Osa Potlav Losa Early Keva, a fixed canopy. Lo yase vim osa chayv chatos. Mamish can be a chiv deraisa because it's considered to be boina like in the Mishkan. Avo mito v'kisa traskov v'asla muta l'natoisa l'chatzchila. A bed, a chair which is foldable, And an asla refers to a piece of leather that had a hole in it, which was made like to function as a beis hakisei, Rashi says. You're allowed to open it up on Shabbos lechatchila. Why? So Rashi says, d'ha'ovid v'koi, because it's all already in place. I'm not actually creating anything for the first time on Shabbos. The basis of it, the attachment of it, is all there in place already before Shabbos. On Shabbos, all you're doing is just moving it into place. Okay, so we'll discuss more of the halachic ramifications of that soon. But that's what the Gemara says. Comes the Shulchan Aruch. In Simon Shintazvov Sif Hey, Kisei Ha'osu Prokim, a chair that is made out of parts. Ukasha writes him Leshev Olav Paischin Oisai Vahar Niftach. When you want to sit on it, you open it up and the leather piece which you sit on opens up. Ukasha Misirin Oisai, when you remove it, Saigrin Oisai Vahar Nichbal, you close it and the leather folds and it bends. Now, this is where it gets interesting. The Magen Avraham, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, when the Magen Avraham describes why it's mutter, he quotes a Rashi. He doesn't say the words Ovid V'Koi. He doesn't say that it's all already in place. He says a different Loshon, which is the Loshon of Rashi. Rashi says, on mit the Maskal Avon Mitta, Doloi Midi Ovid, Elo Liyasuva Ba'alma. You're not doing anything, rather it's for the purpose of sitting on it. So the mashmas of the Magen Avraham, that's the only part of the Rashi the Magen Avraham quotes. The mashmas, the pashas of the Magen Avraham, which is the understanding of the Noida B'Yehuda in Orach Chaim Tinyana, Simon Lamed. So Arichas there, Noida B'Yehuda, who's primarily talking about umbrellas on Shabbos, a very famous tshuva about umbrellas on Shabbos, where the Noida B'Yehuda says that it's osa, als oihel, to open up a umbrella on Shabbos. Others disagree. Others, no one actually, by the way, is matter it, but the discussion is as to what the reason is. Even if you were to stand in your back garden when it's raining and holding a bread in front on top of you, no one actually allows you to do that. The question is why. So Rabbi Yehuda says the problem with Eichel, and he says, very interesting, he says that Rashi says, the reason why I'm putting this bed or chair in place is to sit on. He wants to medayik that the reason why there's no problem with oil here is because the purpose is not for the bottom. The purpose is for the top. He says he aside, oil is not about the practical matzias. I open this chair, open this bed, practically speaking, if I take it outside, the underneath is going to be protected. If it rains, it won't get wet underneath. So practically, I have made the canopy which has provided a hishtamshas, a purpose for the area underneath. But that's not enough, says the Noda B'Yehuda. It's not enough that there's a practical positivity in the fact that I have an area covered, but rather it's about why I actually covered it. No one's thinking about if it rains, the area underneath the chair is on the air. No one's thinking that when they open the chair. Why you open the chair? Because you want to sit on the chair. So the purpose why you opened it is to use the top as opposed to use the bottom. The same heter, he says, is it comes to a table. The reason why you're allowed to open a foldable table on Shabbos is not to go into Noda because it's Ovid V'Koi, but rather because the reason why you make the table, why you put the table in place, is to use the top of the table and not to use the bottom. Yeah, the point is to discuss, when you sit there, you put your feet underneath it, you put your body underneath it, so you are getting a shtamshus from that. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, yeah, but if you wouldn't be eating at the table, you wouldn't put your feet and your body there. The only reason why I'm putting your body there is because I'm eating on top. So the main hishtamshus is the top. So hakon nigra bossa the ikka hishtamshus. So that's the shitta of the Noda B'Yehuda. The nafka minute is, he wants to say that when I do an Ovid V'Koi, when I open something up on Shabbos, which was already in existence before Shabbos, but the reason why I'm opening it is because I want to use that underneath, for example, an umbrella, says Noda B'Yehuda, then I will not have a het of Ovid V'Koi, because my intention is to use it specifically for a protection purpose, which wasn't there before then, and therefore it would be osa. And he wants to say, that's why the Magen Avraham over here doesn't say the het is Ovid V'Koi, rather he says the reason why I'm opening the chair is because I'm going to use the top as used to the bottom. That's the shtickle Torah of the Noda B'Yehuda. The problem is, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't actually quote the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah says, why is it mutter the Paschai? Da Ovid V'Koi Miboid Yoyim, Elisha Pashto Yom Yashvik Dei Leishiv Alav. So the Mashmaz, the Mishnah Berurah, is that it's a het of Ovid V'Koyi in itself, and that's all you need to know. All you need to know is that it's Ovid V'Koyi. It doesn't say that if I open it up for a contrary purpose, it'll be a problem. The Ma'aseh B'Halacha later in Damascus Tefach does discuss the Noida B'Huda about the Traskel, about the umbrella, but he doesn't actually say, he's not actually bothered by this particular reason. So the Mishnah Berurah, L'Halacha, doesn't take on board that part of the Noida B'Huda, but he says the Svara is because it's Ovid V'Koyi. The Chazanish is Choylik on Noida B'Huda. The Chazanish in Simon Nunvov, not Nunvov, Nunbeis, there's a Riches there in the Chazanish about Hilchas Oil. The Chazanish is Choylik on Noida. He says that the Het of Ovid V'Koyi makes zero difference as to why you're doing it. Makes a difference if you're using the top, using the bottom. The lomdus of Ovid V'Koyi is that you're not actually making it oil because it was all already there in place. He brings a proof from the Ramah. The Ramah in Simon Tofrish Chof Vav of Hilchas Sukkah tells us in Sif Gimel in the Ramah, V'chein muta la'asoyis ha'sukkah tachas ha'gagois ho'asoyis liftoyach v'lisga. It's muta to make a sukkah underneath the roof which is made to be open and closed, which is, by the way, all are. Anyone who doesn't have a canvas sukkah, anyone who has either a hut, a shed, or an inbuilt sukkah in their house is all relying on this Ramah. They're allowed to do it l'chatchila on Yontif. And there's no problem of opening and closing the roof, even though every time you open and close it, l'chay, you're making it oil, or be so oil, because it's going to protect you from the rain. He brings that from the Maril and Hilchas Sukkah. So that's the Mukkah.
How does Noida B'Huda refer to that?
Good question. I'm about to explain. Yeah. So the Chazanish brings a raya from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Ramah, that there is a heta of Ovid V'Koyi, even though the primary reason why you're doing it is to protect. Says the Noida B'Huda himself that that's not a proof, because here it's attached to hinges. If it's attached to hinges, he says you're not actually moving the actual body of the sukkah. All you're doing is moving and closing a roof. He says it's like opening and closing a door. It's bimishtamish with a door. It's not called the tool bimishtamish with the oil. It's literally like opening and closing a door. It happens to be.
Attached.
It'll be asa, for sure it'll be asa.
Really?
Yeah, hang on, sorry. Let's get back a stage. We're handling here the het of Ovid V'Koyi, which means already in place before. If it's not in place before, it's zich asa. That's the Ramah says that in the first. Yeah? Again, if the canopy is already in place before Yontif, you're allowed to use it on Yontif. If it's not in place before Yontif, there'll be a problem.
But if it's a loose canopy,
it's not about being loose. It's about the way it's attached.
If it's not attached,
it doesn't have to be attached to the sukkah necessarily. It has to be attached to something already. Yeah. Let's say it's on like those garden umbrellas, where it's just in a contracted form, right? So there potentially you also have a heta of Ovid V'Koyi. The maisa that we take on that you can't because you have to put in an extra piece to keep it up. So you can't just open it. The Bialacha says, whenever I need to do an extra maisa, after I open it, when it expands, that's not enough. So it would have to be that you have, let's say, you know, they sell them. Last year, they were very busy with them in Sukkah Mart. They were selling these roofs that they had like a piece that went on top of the sukkah. It was already all in place. All you're doing is literally just moving it over to the schach. So that's fine.
So according to the Chazanish, a tarpaulin over the sukkah, which is not attached to anything,
yes,
you wouldn't be able to cover the sukkah to protect it from the rain.
Correct.
Because it's not attached to anything.
However,
a loose cover.
However, because the schach is already in oil,
yeah,
so you'll be moisif al arai,
yeah,
and therefore it's mutter.
You said 7 days is called arai? I mean, sukkahs is 8 days. That's not arai.
You're not doing it for 7 days.
What?
You're not doing
it. No, the schach is.
Yeah, the schach doesn't make a difference.
But you're calling that an oil arai. Even though it's there for more than 24 hours.
You don't need to call it an oil arai. You'll be moisif on an oil, and the hoisafa is arai. it's okay. Because the reason why you add the on is to protect you from the rain. Yeah.
What are you protecting for the rain? You or this
schach? The schach. And the decorations, the table, so everything. Lots of things.
That goes against what everything we said. You said you are interested in the space underneath.
You understand? No, I understand that. But if you're doing it already over existing oil, the schach is already an oil. Yeah. So then you have a heter.
So the chazanish doesn't need hinges then. That heter that it's hinges.
No, because a roof is. You mean because you're only going to close it temporarily. You're asking why in the Ramah do we need to come on to the heter that it's got a tzir, it's got a hinge, tape of clay, that you'll be moisif on a schach, which is, and the isafa is going to be a tambri because you're going to take it off. Yeah, okay, I hear the question. Yeah, go on.
If you had a movable sukkah on wheels, could you push it under the cover? Let's say it began by being...
Yeah, the movable sukkah on wheels.
And then you push the sukkah under the rest of the cover.
No, again, was the cover there before or not?
Yeah, sure. The cover's fixed.
So then there's no problem.
The sukkah is only one tevach.
Then there's no problem. No.
Why don't people do that? Because you can't have enough room to put a sukkah
on wheels. It's not easy to push.
It's not very practical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I hear the question. Let's bear it in mind. Okay, so assuming. That you do have a het of Ovid Vakai. Yeah. The question is the baggy. So the baggy, and this will be in a gear, for example, and people push their babies, to get them to go to sleep, have it down the house, in the garden. So there's plenty of scenarios where this will be in a gear for. What is the halacha about the hood on top of the baggy? So according to the Noi Dibi Huda, you're going to have a problem because it's made for protection. Right? You're doing it so that the baby can be covered up. According to the Chazon Ish, right, we've got a Geshmaka Heta because it doesn't make difference that it's made for protection. The point is it's already in place and it's Ovid V'Koi, the actual body of it is already in existence. So now the question is, are you allowed to attach the hood onto the baggy in the first place? Yeah? So now it depends. If when you put it on it's already a Tefach Porus, yeah, then you're making oil on top of the baggy. And the reason for it is to provide the protection already over the baby. So that'll be much more of a problem, right? The question really is, if I put it on in a folded form, in a contractible form, so it's not going to be a tefach, so it will depend obviously on the style of the hood. But let's say it's less than a tefach. Tefach is about 4 inches. So you've got quite a lot of space there. So what is the halacha? So we have a Gemara in Erevin, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, with the Gemara discusses a case where you have beams. Kippah d'arva, you put it on top of your, you create some sort of canopy, but you're making the canopy through lovet, which is very, very interesting. Which means each piece is less than a tefach. But the pieces are within 3 tefachim of each other. So lovet tells me that it's one. Yeah? So Gemara says, if I did that before Yontif, or before Shabbos, I'm allowed to add a layer onto that. Why? Because I'm being moisif al oil arai. I'm adding to a temporary oil, which you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Now, Tosa says that it's only considered to be an oil through lovet in relevance to allowing you to put a cover on top of that. But to go and make it in the first place, you're not going to tell me that you're not allowed to put the lovet there, you're not allowed to put the pieces there. You know why? Because I'm making oil, because lovet will tell me that I've got one tefach. Each piece is, let's say, 0.3 tefachim. Combine them all within 3 tefachim. I've got a lovet. Oh, you're making oil. Says Taisus, no such thing. That's not called making oil. Says Taisus, what happens if I take 2 strings, and I go in one string here, another string over there, yeah? And then I attach another string over here. And I find another pole to attach it to. You're going to tell me because it's within 3 tefachim. All of a sudden, I've made the oil on Shabbos. Because if I did it to use the area underneath, it doesn't practically make sense. But is that called by definition an oil? Let's tell you it isn't. Now, Tosfos doesn't give a reason. Yeah? So the point is to discuss what's the reason? Why taka is that mutter? So the Chazanish, amongst others, take on that it's because you don't say lovad l'chumra. You only say lovad l'kula, which is a very, very big discussion in the Paiskim, if you say lovad l'chumra or not. They take on you don't say lovad l'chumra. And the Mela, that's why there's no problem of making it. Now, it is a oihel. You can't be chai, it can't be over, because you wouldn't apply the lovad to create an oil if the oil will mean that I'm going to be over for making masha ein kein benegea to putting a lay on top. That's saying lovad l'kula. So I can say lovad l'kula that it's already got a shame oil, and if I can be porous on top of it, a sheet, because that would be a hisafa on the previous oil, and that would be mutter. So, yeah.
When you rely on lovad to make a sukkah, is that called l'chumra or l'kula?
Oh, good question. It's called l'terach mitzvah.
Yeah.
But
it's neither, in a way.
Correct. It's a huge discussion in the Shulchan Aruch as to the get of lover by a sukkah. So the Marshal wants to know, yeah, this is where the discussion gets exciting. Marshal wants to know on Tosis, what would be the din, am I allowed to put the lover there in place, put the beams there in place on Shabbos in order to then put the cover on top? Yeah? Maybe if we don't say lover l'chumra, then I can put it there on Shabbos as well. Putting the beams on the place is mutter, because there's no lover doesn't tell me that it's an oil. But lover does tell me that I've got an oil like I'll be being makel to put an additional thing on top. So maybe I can do the whole thing on Shabbos. So he says, why should I not be able to? He says, because the Gemara says that Lemacha maybe Machtzele Saparis Aleh. And the Lashon of the Gemara is that they only did it the next day. So he wants to know why. So he says he leaves off as a Tzorichin. He's unclear as to what Pshat in the Gemara is, but he says the Gemara is mashmed, you can't. Now, the Tois of Shabbos, he's the Mekel here, he says the whole thing completely mutter l'chatchil on Shabbos. The reason why the Gemara says l'macha is because here they fastened with pegs or whatever it was. They did it begedda mako patish. So you have a problem with mako patish to fix this in place on Shabbos. But in Hilchos Oil, it would be absolutely no problem. So the Tois of Shabbos is Mekel, the Mashal is unsure. And the place to discuss the halacha lemaisa of this case. So you have a Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa who brings a Ktsois HaShulchan, which is Reb Chaim Noah, and he wants to say that it makes a difference if you positively do it b'kavona to then add to it. He says, if you put the lover down with the intention of then covering it, that will be osa. Now, the Tois of Shabbos is makel even in that case, but Halacha Lamaisa takes on, and that's the general taken on psak of the Poskim, Halacha Lamaisa, if you put an oil there, but kavona to make a further one, it'll be a problem. Now, let's get back to the case of the baggy, because most of us aren't making lovers. So it'll be again the case of the baggy. So what's the Halacha? So I'm going to say a chiddush, because if you look in the Poskim basically take on, and this is B'Shem HaChazanish, the Chazanish writes that any oil which didn't exist before Shabbos is osa to add to it on Shabbos. The heta to be moisif al al arai is only if the oil was pre-existing before Shabbos.
Is oil always a structure? No, it's the hood is only open, so it's just a, you know, kind of
okay, good point. Let's bear with that and see if that's actually true. Yeah. So right now the Chazanish says that if the oil didn't exist before Shabbos, then you're not allowed to add. Now he says even if the oil is made beheta on Shabbos, for example, the lover is made beheta because ain't lover l'chumra, you still can't add it. Why? Nothing to do with whether I did an aveir or not. Poshut, because Chazal only allowed me to add to a pre-existing oil before Shabbos. Now, I want to suggest it makes enough gemina how you understand that the chet or the chaznish, whether or not you can put the baggy on the hood of the baggy and then spread it. Yeah, I want to say the following: the reason of the Magen Avraham is not stum because it has to. The reason of the chaznish that he says is a problem is not stum because that the primary base of the oil has to exist before Shabbos. Because in that case, by the baggie as well, the oil didn't exist before Shabbos. It could be, though, that understanding is different. And therefore, we'd have a heter. But please go and ask your Rav before you actually do this, because I'm not really, I'm not mamish saying halacha lemaisa, I'm suggesting it's out. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Kuf Beis tells us that the reason why Tosfos says this is mutter is not because you say ein lovel l'chumra. Magen Avraham says you say lovel l'hachmer as well. That's the shit of the Magen Avraham. He says the reason why you're allowed to put the lovel in place is because it's not part of my maisa to make this oihel. The oihel is the lovel. Yeah, the Torah says that. All I did was put pieces in place. I haven't made an oihel. I haven't put something down. It's a tefach. The halacha is that if you have things within three tefachim of each other that can make up a base, we see a connection. But who did that? Me or the Torah? The Torah. The Torah says lovel. I don't. I just created the opportunity, the hichtimsa, for the halacha to apply lovel to it. Says the Magen Avraham Chiddush, that's not called me making an oihel, because me, practically, I didn't lay down the tent. I just laid down the material for which the halacha says about that material that you say it's an oihel. That's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. So I'd like to suggest the following. When you add a hood to a baggy, when it's not a tefach, what are you doing? You're making a state of Ovid V'Koyi to allow you, if that would be before Shabbos, to be pirated. Yeah? But the Lomdus is, and this is the Rosh Hashabbos says already, the Rosh Hashabbos says that even if my baggy is completely contracted before Shabbos. The hood of the baggy. Even if the hood of the baggy is in a contracted form before Shabbos, yeah, usually you're only allowed to extend a oihel if it's a tefach existence before. Here, even if it wasn't, I could still do it. Why? Because the reason why I'm allowed to extend it is not because I've been moisef al oil. It's because it's ovid v'koyi, which means the oil intrinsically already, like the chair in the Gemara, the material of the chair already exists. All I'm doing is putting it in the form to be used as oil here as well. The oil already exists. The body of the body of the hood already exists. I'm just making it in a form where it covers, as opposed to that it's in a contractible state. Therefore, says the Aruch HaShabbos, here, even if my oil is not at all porous or stumata, right? So where's the oil? The oil, the Teretz is, I'm never making an oil. The oil is just, it's called an oil because the body is already there. So if that's the pshat, we can now go back to the Chaznish. When the Chaznish said that you're not allowed to add to an oil if the oil didn't exist before Shabbos, he doesn't necessarily mean that whenever the thing is put in place on Shabbos, you'll have Issa. He means it's not called adding to an oihel. The Chazal gave you a heter to add to an oihel on Shabbos. Says the Chaznish, when is it called adding? It's called adding if on Shabbos itself, all I'm doing is the addition. But if it was there before Shabbos, and on Shabbos, what am I doing? I'm just adding. Adding is okay. But if it wasn't there before Shabbos, it's not called adding. It's called creating the entire oil to start with. That's why the Chaznish says also. And therefore, in the case of the buggy, it's never really called creating your oil. If I put it on in a contracted form, it's less than a tefach, I'm not creating your oil. My maisa is not a maisa making your oil. It's less than a tefach. I'm going to say, yeah, but I've created a matzah where I've got oil on top because of the kai. The answer is, that's not called me making the oil. The halacha is that when I have the body of the hood on top of the buggy, because I say, Ovid V'Koyi, I've got a body, I've got material of an oil. Is it my Maisa? It's not my Maisa, because I haven't made a tefach of oil. Just like by Lord, I haven't made a tefach of oil. Here's what I mean, the Metzia says it's not a tefach. Therefore, it could be a very big chiddush. I'm allowed to put it on when it's in a state of less than a tefach. But once it's on, the Chaznish will also tell me it's mutter, because it's not called adding anyway. Because the reason why I'm doing it is Ovid V'Koyi. Ovid V'Koyi means the oil is already in existence. I'm not making oil at all. Avakai means it's ke'ilu, it's already open. The whole thing is not me. It's Lashon Aruch HaShabbos. I think the Chaznish says Lashon somewhere as well. It's not called me adding. It's not called even me making oil. And therefore, there's a tzad to say, and Rav Shlomo Zalman and Shmuel Shabbos Kuchasa, just to bring one back up to what I'm saying from the Poskim, the Shmuel Shabbos Kuchasa in Perek Chav Dalad, in the red Madur, not the new Madur, in Sivkot and Menvav, I have a kasha on the new, the Chelek Gimel one. I think they've gone and made a mistake. in this particular case. I think they'd be mitzani incorrectly. But Sivkatim Mem Vov in Perek Chaf Dalet, have a look. You'll see that the Rav Shem Azam has a tzad. Has this tzad. He doesn't mamash halacha l'maisa, he has such a tzad. So that's what I'll come here to suggest. And
what was your bottom line? That you can put a closed hood?
I like to suggest that you can, if you're putting on less than a tefach. L'maisa, the poiskim themselves don't actually give the heta. So basically all I'm saying is, no, if you have to attach it with screws, it's for sure asa.
All you have to do is clip it on.
You clip it on. So clip it on, I want to say it's mutter. Lalach l'mais, the place to take on, that you shouldn't put it on. If it was already on before Shabbos, you can fully extend it, even if it wasn't extended the tefach before Shabbos. Hatzlach, everyone.